Justin Flick back with you now, joined by Mike Lanter, head coach of the Horton Boys. The Chargers also played just once last week with an off day last Tuesday, but on Friday night, the Horton Boys fall at Valley Falls 63-51. A game that fell down, Coach, kind of dug yourselves a hole, but sounded like kind of came back and made a game of it. Brent Mathias scored 22. Curtis Stockstader, again, hitting some threes to help get you back in it. But overall, too big of a deficit to overcome. What did you feel like was the biggest downfall last Friday night?
Our biggest downfall last Friday night was definitely the turnovers in the third quarter. You know, we did a pretty good job on the half-court offense and half-court defense, but when we got into a transition game where we had to go against the press and Valley Falls, you know, they're really good, and their guard play is really, they do a really nice job. There's no way to say it other than that. I mean, they just do a really nice job of putting pressure on, sending guys into trap on man-to-man press. And we just weren't able to handle that and gave them too many run-out layups, too many foul shots. And then, you know, we dug ourselves a hole in that third quarter, and we just weren't able to come back from that too much. We made a good run at it in the fourth quarter. I was pretty proud of the kids for not giving up and fighting to the very end, but in the end, it was just too big a deficit to overcome.
I know five wins this year is definitely a step forward, and I know you've got some good wins this year and several close losses, kind of like last year, but how far do you feel like the program came this year? And still a lot to be determined, obviously, but how much do you think the kids and the program really came along this season?
Well, I think this year, you know, in terms of the overall program, we've taken a bigger step forward this year than I thought we might. You know, we had some really good kids come back from last year's team that, you know, last year there was a lot of games we weren't very competitive in, to be frank. And this year, you know, I can honestly say there was about almost every single game that you look at, we were in the game to the very end. And so that was a big step forward for us to take to be competitive. And, you know, hopefully in the future we'll be able to get those games down to the wire like that and then win them instead of always coming on the losing end of it. And so that was the biggest difference, I think, from last year to this year. And hopefully moving forward, we've kind of got some kids who have been playing a lot of varsity minutes. And so we've kind of got a little bit more consistency. You know, last year's team didn't have any consistency from the previous year. So hopefully that consistency, the maturity of those kids who have had experience and asking them to step into bigger roles the next year, I think that part is going to help because it's not going to be such a big shock for some of them.
No doubt. Well, you hopefully get some kids back from injury, have better luck health-wise, and only lose a couple seniors. Final game this week on the road, and of course, sub-state standings or seedings will be out tomorrow. Your game is at Thursday at Royal Valley. What do you do here this final week to try to position yourself to be able to pull off a road upset and make a run in sub-state?
Well, you know, I think you know what we've been focused on this week has been strictly nothing but sub-state. I think we're pretty well seeded with being the eighth seed, and it looks like we're going to be going to Effingham that first night there in sub-state. So, you know, this week here is actually a really nice week for us to be able to have just one game, get ourselves in position to really prepare for that team, to really look forward to the Effingham game, and hopefully give us a couple extra days where we can focus on a little more details and hopefully, you know, go down to Effingham. We played them pretty tight, I thought, the first game of the year there, a league game of the year, early in December. So I know a lot of time has changed, and I know a lot has changed with them too, but I think we got a good shot if we just come out ready to play and perform, especially offensively, the way we have in the last couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Well, best of luck with your game Thursday night at Royal Valley as well, Coach, and thanks for taking time to join us each week here on the radio.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you, Justin.
Charger head coach Mike Lanter, the Horton Locker Room Chat, a service each week of the Horton Thriftway.